I'm Andrew Sawyer, your County Agent, University of Georgia Extension. Georgia is the number one producer of pecans in the United States. We're getting to the end of the year, so where is our pecan crop stand right now? It's been dry. What do we need to do? Let's just get an update from University of Georgia Extension pecan horticulturalist Dr. Lenny Wells. Right here, right now, on the South Georgia Pine Ag Update.
South Georgia Pine. That's where I spend my time. Longer roads.
Dr. Wells, it's been a really pretty strong rainy year, but we're getting here to the end. What would you say about the crop progression at this time, and how's everything looking right now in our pecan crop in Georgia?
Well, the crop, for the most part, pecan crop is done. We're seeing pretty much every variety out there, you know, at least starting to open up a little bit. With that being said, we are seeing some issues. Of course, it was a wet year, so we're seeing a lot of scab out there. And one thing that's a little odd this year is that we're seeing a lot of orchards that may have both Stewart and Desirable in them. And the Stewarts are scabbing worse than the Desirables, even under the same management and spray probe, which that's a little unusual. Our pathologists are checking into that to see if there's, you know, a different strain of a scab or what out there. We're also seeing, and I don't know if this is related to the extreme heat that we're seeing this late in the year, which is highly unusual, but we're seeing some other issues pop up with the shucks kind of declining and rotting and in odd ways that we don't normally see. So we're kind of chasing that down right now and trying to figure out what's going on there. But we are seeing some issues with this crop. And with the heat that we're having this late, I've already heard reports of some, and I would expect to see more. But we're seeing a lot of sprouting also in some of these trees. Whenever you have heat and high humidity, you know, right around the harvest season, that's the conditions where you're going to get the sprouting, especially when you have a heavy crop load on the trees.
You mentioned the heat, and it's just been so hot in September. And it's just been dry as well. And even though these kernels have filled out, what should growers do about irrigating?
They still need to continue to irrigate. Certainly with the heat and as dry as it has been as far as lack of rainfall, they do need to keep good, consistent soil moisture. The demand that the trees have has gone down a little bit, being this late in the season, but they still need to continue to irrigate probably at about 50% of their full rate right up until the time they get ready to shake.
And for more information, visit my blog, WilcoxCountyAg.com. I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia, and this is the South Georgia Pine Ag Update.
South Georgia Pine.